So now we switch to the question of why systems thinking is important for educators. And there are a number of reasons. This is a particularly exciting time to be an educator, but it's also a particularly challenging time. And that's because of a number of factors. The increasingly complex world that we live in, the increasingly complex educational landscape that is required in this world, the accelerating pace of change, because many of the shortcomings in education can be explained by a lack of alignments among key system components, alignments that are more and more with time out of alignment. It's because of a critical shift in the goals of education over the last 10, 15 years, from a time when the goals of education were access, maintenance, and control, getting students into school, maintaining the school as an entity that we understood and knew that teaching and learning took place, and controlling the inputs into the school, to an emphasis now on quality and performance and development and responsiveness of the education to the needs of learners. This is a big shift, and we'll be talking more about this shift in time. It's also a time when improving education quality requires much greater attention to alignments and linkages, to how things fit together than they did in the past. And it's because in this more complex environment that we find ourselves now, we need skills and methods and habits of mind to better identify and understand the critical alignments and linkages and to deal with them as we try to structure effective education systems.